Good to see you, and it's good to be here. Mark chapter 4. My devotion, personal devotion time, I was reading this, been some time ago. And do you ever, when you're having that personal time with the Lord, and something just grabs you, and it says, "Here I am." Actually, it's the Holy Spirit saying, "Pay attention to this." And that's where this message comes from. Because God spoke to me that day and said, "Here you go, pay attention." Right? So I'm going to read three verses to you tonight. From the book of Mark, chapter 4 and verse 23, Jesus has been speaking in parables. And right in the middle of the parables here, he says in verse 23, "If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear." Then he said to them, "Take heed what you hear. With the same measure you use, it will be measured to you. And to you who hear, more will be given. For whoever has, to him more will be given. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him." Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, thank you for the privilege of looking into your word tonight. Lord, we look into your word because we want to know Jesus. We want to draw near Jesus. And we want to grow in Jesus. And so, Lord, I pray that you'll guide us tonight, that you'll give us understanding, that you will just open our hearts to your word, and that you will truly speak to us, and that we will receive what you have to say. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right. The title of the message tonight's "The Art of Listening." How many of you know how to listen? I don't have a problem with it. I listen all the time. How about the rest of you men? You're afraid to raise your hand because your wife's going to say you don't listen. Well, if you're going to have a relationship with God, you're going to have to learn how to listen. My goal and my prayer for this church is that we become a people who are very serious students of the Word. And if we're going to be a student of the Word of God, we're going to have to learn how to listen. When Jesus says, "If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear." He's not just making a statement for anyone that has ears. How many have ears? Everybody, right? He's making the statement, if you have ears to hear. The idea is if you have a desire to hear what Jesus has to say, okay? The fact is we hear what we want to hear, do we not? The problem is that often I don't want to hear things. Beth could say amen to that. You know, and I'm gifted. I think I've told you this before, but I'm very gifted. I can look you in the eye while you're speaking to me and not hear a word you're saying. I figure that's got to be a gift from God. But that's a curse too. Because if I'm looking you in the eye and not hearing a word you say, and then you say, "So what do you think, Brother Doug?" And you get the deer in the headlight look. The same manner, we can look at the Word of God. We can read the Word of God. And we can forget the Word of God before we've even finished reading it. What's the problem? We don't have ears to hear. Okay? We fill in our blank. Yeah, we read one chapter, two chapters, five chapters. But none of it got into us. And you see, that's our problem. We want to hear from God. Don't we want to hear from God? if we're going to hear from God, we're going to, as verse 24 puts it, pay careful attention to what God has to say. Verse 24 says, Jesus is speaking, then he said to them, take heed what you hear. With the same measure you use, it will be measured to you. And to you who hear, more will be given. Use caution, if you will, or pay careful attention to what I'm saying, is what Jesus is saying. And if you'll pay careful attention to what I'm saying, it will sink in. So many of us use the excuse, well, I've got a bad memory. I can't remember. You know why we can't remember? Because we don't listen. For example, if I told you to meet me at Simmons Bank at 9 o'clock in the morning and I was going to give you a certified check for $1 million, how many of you would be there at 8:45? Not at 9. If I said 9, you'd be there 15 minutes early because you listened. I don't think the general Christian, if you will, appreciates the treasure that we have in the Word of God. That it truly is more precious than money. It's truly more precious than probably anything that we have aside from our salvation. David put it like this in Psalms 19:9. He said, the judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold. What we have in our hand is more to be desired than the richest riches that we could accumulate. More to be desired than gold. Yea, much more than fine gold and sweeter than honey and the honeycomb. God's saying, I've got your treasure right here. You just got to learn to listen. You've got to pay attention. Stop and really focus. You know, I'm sure, like I said, I'm sure that when I was in school, I could have been labeled ADD or whatever. Funny thing is, I learned what I wanted to learn. I remembered what I wanted to remember. And I applied what I wanted to apply. Growing up, I'm discovering, now that I'm grown up, I'm discovering, you know what I need? This. There's nothing that brings me any more joy than to walk away from a Bible study saying, I've been with God. I've learned something about God. And when we view God with that passion that David had, or we view the Word of God with the passion that David had of it being more to be desired than fine gold, we change what we want to hear. You see, the way we hear determines how much God will communicate. We know we cannot understand the Word ourselves, right? Got to have the guidance and the Holy Spirit, the instruction of the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, we just read. That's why I want to encourage you tonight, you know, settle for nothing less than hearing from God when you open your Bible. Have ears that have a literal desire. It's funny, when people know you're not listening, what happens? Have you ever quit talking to somebody because you knew they were not listening? Yeah. That's what Jesus is saying here. The same is true with Jesus, you know. And he's saying there again in verse 24, take heed to what you hear. With the same measure you use, it will be measured to you. And to you who hear, more will be given. But for whoever has, to him more will be given. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away. Have you ever known that Christian that was in church all their life and they didn't know anything? They didn't, you know, they knew the Bible was the Word of God, but boy, you know, anything in there, they knew it's wrong to steal and wrong to kill and you shouldn't commit adultery, but they didn't have a clue where you can find it. And their go-to answer for any scriptural or for any Bible question is, well, let's ask the preacher. Listen, I'm not offended when people ask me questions. I'm really not. However, God wants you to have the answer. Yeah? He wants you to have the answer, to know why you believe in salvation by grace through faith. You see, it's those people who've never looked at the Word of God with sincerity and seriousness. It's those people that are distant. And I've had people say, well, it just seems like God is so far away. Are you pursuing God? And I look at many Christians today. And I know, listen, I know I'm blessed. I draw a salary from this church and I'm given the opportunity to spend a great deal of time in study. And I appreciate that because I love that, okay? And many of you work, you know, many hours a week and you don't have the time to put into study that I'm blessed to have. And I don't take that for granted. However, I want this church to know the joy of knowing Jesus. And the only way we'll have that joy is if we have ears to hear. If we have a desire, I want to hear from God. And if we'll settle for nothing less than hearing from God. You know, the more I've discovered, the more that I listen, the more God has to say. I've also discovered the less that I listen, the less God has to say. And that's what Jesus is saying here. My friends, I want us to challenge this week. Let us all take the challenge. Listen. I mean, really, listen. Stop. When you do your Bible study, get you a notepad, take notes along the way. And listen. And when you listen, meditate. Do not let, you know, do not close your Bible. It's over. Forget it. But carry what you've studied all day, all week. The message that I preached this morning, I preached that message to me multiple times before you got it. It moved me. I felt like God spoke to me before He let me speak to anybody else. I want our people to know that joy that I've heard from God. Not that I've heard from God, but that you have heard from God by getting into the Word. Let's pray. Tonight is business meeting. And we'll ask God's blessing upon the business that will be taken care of. And after this, Brother Greg, you come and you take charge of the services. And Michael, would you ask God's blessing?